SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. America hasn't seen this scenario since way back in 1956, a presidential rematch. In this case, it's Trump versus Biden. The two men have clinched their respective parties' presidential nomination. Special counsel in the Biden classified documents case takes heat from both sides of the aisle at a congressional hearing.
Democrats accused special counsel Robert Hur of disparaging the president by questioning Joe Biden's age and mental competence.
My assessment in the report about the relevance of the president's memory was necessary and accurate and fair.
And he responded to Republican complaints of a double standard, that the president faces no criminal charges while Donald Trump does.
Partisan politics had nothing to do with the work that I did or the report that I wrote or the decision that I reached.
Hur stood steadfastly by his 345-page report. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Russia's leader is rattling his atomic saber once again.
President Vladimir Putin says that Russia's ready to use nuclear weapons if it's a threat to Russian statehood, sovereignty, or independence. Speaking in an interview with Russian state television, Putin said he hoped that the U.S. would avoid any escalation that could trigger a nuclear war, but emphasized that Russia's nuclear forces are ready for it.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma says Putin also leaves the door open to negotiations over Ukraine, adding that he sees no need for using nukes in Ukraine. How much is enough? Well, according to President Biden, another $300 million in military aid for Ukraine is far from enough. The Pentagon says it's sending that aid package to Ukraine while the president continues pressing Congress to approve still more. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures 23 points higher. NASDAQ futures are down 20 points. This is SRN News. India is implementing a citizenship law that excludes Muslims.
The Citizenship Amendment Act provides a fast track to naturalization for many religious groups who fled to Hindu-majority India from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Pakistan before 2015. Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, and Christians are among those who will qualify for naturalization, but the law excludes Muslims. The law was approved in 2019, but Prime Minister Modi announced the implementation weeks before he seeks a third term in office. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Award-winning Christian singer Jeremy Camp is recovering from successful heart surgery. His wife writing on Instagram that the surgery was a success, but it will take a few months to fully heal. She thanked her husband's doctor and staff for everyone's prayers. Jeremy Camp announced last weekend that he had been diagnosed with AFib, that the abnormal heart rhythm had made things difficult. This is SRN News. The New York Times is fighting off Wordle clones.
The paper argues numerous games inspired by the popular word guessing game infringe on its copyright protections. After Wordle skyrocketed to internet fame, hundreds of copycats have emerged, and the Times now sending takedown notices to those behind some of the lookalikes, one of which created a Wordle clone project. It provides instructions on how to create a knockoff version. Jason Walker reporting.
The House gearing up for a vote expected today on a bill that could result in a TikTok ban. China-owned ByteDance would be required to sell a popular video sharing app or see it placed off limits in the U.S. Backers of the ban say TikTok is a propaganda tool being used by China's Communist Party to spy on Americans and influence public opinion here. More details at SRNNews.com.